I've spent some time on this podcast talking about future projects, talking about life and philosophy, but of course I want to talk about marketing as well. And one of the things that really gets me excited in marketing is brand collaboration. And as you might know, I've touched on it briefly here, but I'm working on a big project about collaboration in the marketing space, and I've been keeping a record of collaborations through a Tumblr blog at brandcollabo.com, if you want to check that out. I've got over 100 different examples of collaborations that I've been collecting for years. And one of the brands that has really mastered collaboration is Star Wars. And of course, they are a franchise of movies and toys and games and various other things. But above all, they are a powerful brand. And when they team up with other brands, it lends a lot of juice. So the first collaboration for Star Wars that I can recall, although I think it actually happened before I was born, was the Star Wars glasses, commemorative glasses that they offered through Burger King. And I remember so many different prizes or gifts with Happy Meals that I got at McDonald's when I was a kid. The Muppets or the Baby Muppets were a big one. And they did lots of others. And movies were always a great source of partnership for those toys. But Star Wars, especially when they came back and started making the new round of movies, got really aggressive about collaboration, and they've worked with Lego and Campbell's Soup and Nissan, went as far as to name one of their cars the Rogue, after the Rogue Warrior, I think it was the name of one of the Star Wars movies. I might not have that right. Anyway, you get the point. They also work with some unexpected brands like Rag & Bone and NVIDIA graphic cards, as well as last time for The Last Jedi, they worked with the Brooklyn-based company Ample Hills Creamery that makes ice cream and did some limited edition flavors. They even worked with a 12-person German beverage startup called Drink Department One on a sparkling juice. So they'll go big, small. It's really about, for them, you know, what the fit is. And I'm working on defining what makes collaboration fit. More on that to come. But in the latest Star Wars installment, Solo, which comes out in May, they have partnered with, of course, again, a variety of brands. And the most interesting one to me so far, other than Solo Cup, which is kind of a funny alignment given the obvious tie with the name of the movie being Solo after Han Solo. This other partnership and collaboration that I really like is with Denny's, the restaurant chain. And what's so cool about this is the way they've layered in multiple partners. So they've worked with Denny's. Denny's is going to have a themed menu with all sorts of different items that are named after aspects of the Star Wars brand, characters, etc. But they're also offering these commemorative trading cards, and they worked with Topps, who you would remember if you collected cards as a kid. I certainly do. And Topps has created a series of Star Wars themed cards. But they didn't stop there. They also teamed up with No Kid Hungry, which is a nonprofit that fights childhood hunger. And Denny's will be selling these packs of cards for $3, and a portion of the proceeds from every single pack will go to No Kid Hungry. So it really has a nice fit in terms of, you know, giving back and having some values with food and then No Kid Hungry. And I guess Denny's and that nonprofit have worked together for a long time. But then using a franchise and brand like Star Wars that people get excited about, that people have always collected things like the toys and other memorabilia around, and using that to motivate that behavior. And I think it's been done really well. The commercial for the promotion was actually filmed on the set of the film. So they were able to maintain the realistic look and not have the ad feel like it was kind of done after the fact or it wasn't of the quality that the film was. So that was really smart. And overall, I just think the promotion was really well done. So check that out. Tell me what you think. Other collaborations that worked around Star Wars previously or this time around were. Love to hear from you. This is Curse of the Marketer. I'm Brady Sadler. As always, thank you so much for listening.